Prince's Street has been likened to scenes in many European cities where dining al fresco is the norm. Yesterday, pictures emerged on social media of the new outdoor seating offering on the street, which Paul Montgomery of Clancy's Bar says has been a success so far.
We had a great start. We didn't know what to expect yesterday morning, but as the chairs and tables went out, the people started sitting down. So, like it's happening today, so just people took up the chairs and tables and they were enjoying the new experience. It was like being in Paris, or it was like being in Nice, or it was just absolutely fabulous.
For those who choose to sit indoors, restaurants and pubs in the city have taken all safety precautions, and the feedback has been positive, as Michael O'Sullivan of Clancy's Bar explains.
We had a lot of work done before we opened. We've enhanced it a bit. We've added more snugs and booths. I mentioned earlier it was like spring calves, you know, out across the field, but like in a controlled way, you know, but people, you could see the joy in them, like the smiles and the buzzes.
Kinsale will be the next area to see pedestrianisation of streets, with Short Quay set to close to traffic 7 days a week and Main Street on Sundays. Ciarán Fitzgerald of the Blue Haven Collection told Red FM News it will enhance the outdoor offering of many restaurants in the area.
We have the highest number of restaurants per head probably in the country, with over 60 places to eat. That means people can spread out between the different cafes, restaurants and bars and be in a safe environment.
Both local authorities will be examining the success of these measures in both the city and county to see where else the measures can be replicated. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Princes Street.